the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a mystery that defies explanation. It is a mystery that is beyond human understanding and language. And even the angels of heaven who stand in the presence of God are unable to fully comprehend the mystery of our Lord's Nativity. They, too, stand in awe and wonder and marvel at this profound mystery. The mystery is that God was manifested in the flesh. The Word became flesh. The eternal and only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, was born in time of the Virgin Mary and was made man. The Word became flesh. The Word, who was in the beginning with God and who was God and by whom all things were made, became what he was not. He became what he himself had created. He became flesh. He became man. And he became what he was not without ceasing to be what he was. He became man, not by exchanging his divinity for humanity, but by adding humanity to his divinity. Without the humanity impending his divinity, or his divinity swallowing up his humanity. In the one person of our Lord Jesus Christ are united two perfect and complete natures, the divine nature and the human nature. He is God from the essence of the Father, begotten before time, and he is man of the essence of his mother, born in time, fully God and fully man, and yet one person, one Lord, Jesus Christ. That's the mystery. That's the mystery of all mysteries, which Christians have been celebrating since the very beginning of the church. And this mystery calls for celebration because it is the basis of our salvation. It was for us men and for our salvation that he came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made man. One of the greatest theologians of the ancient church, St. Leo the Great, Bishop of Rome, beautifully summed up the mystery of the Nativity this way. The mystery of the Incarnation is a fitting theme for joy both to angels and to men. The Word of God, himself God, the Son of God, who in the beginning was with God, through whom all things were made and without whom was nothing made, with the purpose of delivering man from eternal death, became man. So bending himself to take on him our humility without decrease in his own majesty, that remaining what he was and assuming what he was not, he might unite the true form of a slave to that form in which he is equal to God the Father, and join both natures together by such a compact that the lower should not be swallowed up in its exaltation, nor the higher impaired by its new associate. Without detriment, therefore, to the properties of either substance, which then came together in one person, majesty took on humility, strength, weakness, eternity, mortality, and for the paying off of the debt belonging to our condition, inviolable nature was united with possible nature, and true God and true man were combined to form one Lord, so that as suited the needs of our case, one and the same mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, could both die with the one and rise again with the other. Now that's the mystery. That's the mystery of our Lord's incarnation and its purpose, which is our salvation. The mystery of the Nativity evokes wonder and awe as we marvel at the wondrous miracle of the Word become flesh. But the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, above all, evokes worship. And not only from men, but also from the angels of heaven. We heard earlier that when Christ was born, a multitude of heavenly angels sang praises to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The angels' hymn gives us the proper response to the Nativity. The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ calls forth praise. Christ is born. Glorify him. The one who is born of the Blessed Virgin Mary is worthy of our glorification. He is begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, and for us and for our salvation has come down from heaven. Christ is born. Glorify him. Christ has come from heaven. Receive him. Christ is on earth. Exalt him. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And may the Lord our God grant us grace and peace to rejoice with the angels as we celebrate this night the mystery of his nativity. To him be all praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.